Today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf, and we are at the first wide line on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Arizal. So yesterday we saw the Mishnah on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, which said Chamisha Damim Tmeim Beisha, a tremendous chiddush. We know that a woman becomes a Nida when she sees Dam from her Makar, from her Cheder, from her uterus. Stating that, the Mishnah said, not all dam that comes from the Makar is Tomei. There are five damim that come from the Makar that are Tomei. All other dam that comes from the Makar will in fact be dam tahar. So just like there's a concept of dam tahar, an isha, that's a yoledeh, so she's Tomei 7 days if she gives birth to a zachar, 14 days if she gives birth to an akeva. After that, there's a big chiddush in the Torah. There's Yemei Toihar. So after the seventh day, when a woman gives birth to a zachar, any dam she sees from the Makar, even if it has the color of dam tomei, for the next 33 days, all that dam will be treated as dam tahar. For a girl, it's 66 days. So there's a concept of dam coming from the Makar. It certainly looks like dam nida, but at the same time, there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that says that it's not going to be dam tame, it's going to be dam tahar. Within the damim itself, there's also such an idea. There's an idea of dam tahar, where dam comes from the Makar, but at the same time, it's going to be dam tar. So what are the chamisha damim that are tameim? The Mishnah said, ha'adoim, if it's red, ha'shachar, if it's black, u'kekerem karkum, u'kememe adama, u'kemazor. And then the Mishnah itself explained a little bit what those five damim are. The Gemara then is going to explain the five things in even greater detail. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we saw five pshatim in the Amiram, what exactly red means. We're now up to shachar. The Mishnah said, what is shachar? Kacheres. If it's black like cheres. Cheres was one of the ingredients that were put into black ink. Omar, Rabbi Rabun said cheres. Amru d'yoy. When the Chachamim said that if the blood is black as cheres, it's considered dam tame. What they meant was the black color that cheres has when it's mixed together with ink. Meaning, if you would take cheres, just the ingredient itself, and you would mix it with water, that color would not be the color that's tamei. It's tafka the cheres when it's together with yoy. Tanya nami hachi shachar ka cheres, the shachar sha'amru diyoy. And when the Chachamim said shachar, they meant the cheres color when it's together with diyoy. So simply say ink. No, because yeah, madiyoy had it said diyoy. Have a meaning. I would have thought ki pakhusa de diyusa, kamash belong ki charusa de diyusa. Meaning, if you look at an inkwell, so it's black, but the bottom part is going to be blacker than the top part. The upper part is a little bit more diluted, and as a result, it has a softer color of black. It's the bottom where there's a larger concentration of cheres that's blacker. That's the black that the Mishnah is referring to. So when it looks like the cheres part of the diyoy, that's when it's a problem. Had the Mishnah simply said diyoy, you would have thought maybe the upper part as well. Kamash malon, it's ki charusa didyus, ibay luhu, belacha biyabeshna. When we say it's the color of the cheres in diyoy, does it mean when the diyoy is in its liquid form or when it's in a dry form? So to preserve ink, people would... So they would make it into a solid, like this would be able to last for a long period of time. And then when they needed the ink, they would liquefy it and be able to use it. The question is, apparently the color of the cheres in the diyoy is not exactly the same when it's in a liquid state versus when it's in a dry state. So what is the exact color in the Mishnah? Toshmad, Rav Ami poli kurta de diyusa ubadik bar. Rav Ami, he used to use cheres to examine maris, meaning a woman would bring a mara, and he thought it looked black, but he wanted to make sure it's the real black. So he had to look at it next to cheres de diyoy to see if it meets the criteria, if it's the exact color. And what Rav Ami would do is, he would cut off a piece of ink. Obviously, it's in a dry state, so you see it's in its dry state, not in its liquid state. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kikir, if the maru was black, like black wax, kidyoy, like black ink, uka'onov, or like black grape tmei, it's considered tam. This is what the Mishnah meant when it said, amik mikain tmei. So if you recall, the Mishnah said, Ezehu shachar. Shachar has to be kecheres. And then the Mishnah said, Amik mikain, If it's a blacker color, meaning it's a deeper color of black, it's certainly going to be tamei. Dea mikain, if it's a softer color of black, tar, it's going to be tar. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, examples of black colors that are deeper than the cheres is kekir, kidyoy, uka'anav. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said, amik mikain tamei. Amar Rabbi Elazar said, kizayis, kizefes, uka'irif tar. If it's black as a black olive, kizefes is pitch, uka'irif is a black raven, tar, it's going to be tar. Vizosh shanir, that's what the Mishnah meant when it said, dea mikain tar. That if it's a softer color of black, it's going to be tar. Ula Amma, Ula said that if you want to know what the black of the Mishnah is, it's Kilavusha Siva. Look at the clothing that the people, Siva was a place, wore. They wore black clothing, but it was a specific black. That's the black that the Mishnah is referring to. Now, Ula's obviously not arguing with the Mishnah. Ula and Amir can't argue with the Mishnah that was written by the Tanam. He was just giving another way of knowing what the black color is, meaning the clothing that they wore in Siva was like the Cheres of the Mishnah. So if you're not familiar with Cheres, if you know the Levusha Siva, that's just another way to be able to determine whether the black dam that a woman has is dam tome or dam tar. Ula ikla pumpadisa. Ula was once a pumpadisa. Chazi alu tayi the lovish levusha. He saw a merchant, and this person was wearing levusha uchma, black clothing. Amalus, he turned to his talmidim and he told him, Shachar de Tanan, you know the mitzvah that says that one of the chamisha narois of domim tmeim is black? It's kihai. It's like that. So the talmidim got so excited because they were able to now use this as a maramukim to know whether an isha that brings a mara is a dam tomi or is it not dam tomi. So martumine porta porta, they started cutting off some of this person's baggage. He's like, is everything okay? He said, don't worry, we'll pay you for it. Yavubei, they gave him arba meyer zuzi. They gave him 400 zuzi. Arba meyer is always a losh and guzma, meaning they gave him a lot of money. Rabbi Yechon said, Elu kalim ha'ul yorim habam dina sayam. Another way of knowing what the black in the Mishnah is. So ul yorim, Rashi says, were balonim. These were people that operated bathhouses. Apparently, they dressed in black. Additionally, as we'll see, the towels, everything they used was black. So these black garments were imported from Medina Sayyam. Rabbi Yochanan said, again, it was a specific shade of black. That's the black that the Mishnah is referring to. Says the Gemara, Lememra, the Uchminen. Was that true? The Balanim used to wear black clothing. Rabbi Yochanan told his sons, Banai, my sons. It's a classic Gemara. We'll get back to it later. With some raid, it's also a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. He said, "Al tik beruni, don't bury me." Loi bekelim shchayim, loi bekelim levanim. So a yid, when he is holach loy lomoy, is buried in tachrichin. But Rav Yanai told his sons, "Don't bury me in the conventional tachrichin. I don't want black clothing and I don't want white clothing. Why? Shchayim shem haskev ka'avu bein chasanim. I don't want to be wearing black because black is a sign of a rasha. And maybe I'll be zoicha and I'll be together with the chasanim. I'll be together with the tzaddikim." And I don't want to be wearing black clothing because I'm going to look like an avil bein chasanim. Elevate him. I don't want to be wearing white clothing. Maybe I won't be zoich. I want to be dressed appropriately. Right? A person doesn't go to a chasana dressed like an avil. You don't go to a beis avil dressed like you're going to a wedding. So he said, I want to make sure that I hedge myself a little bit in terms of the way I dress, because I'm not exactly sure which party I'm going to be invited to. So he said, "I'll take Bruni, lo bekeilim shchayv, lo bekeilim levanim." Okay. So the Talmidim said, "Rabbi, how should we bury you?" He said, "Elu bekeilim ulyarim abam emdina sayam." Put on me the clothing that the people that operate the bathhouses wear, the ones that come from Medina Sayyaf. What's the Gemara's kasha? You see, Almalav Uchminin, it clearly wasn't black. He said, "Don't put me on white clothing, not black clothing, rather like what those balonim wear." Oh, so obviously that's not bad. They wear stuff like kasha. Habaglima, habibsayr. It's true, the clothing that they wore wasn't black. And Rabbi Yechon wasn't referring to that clothing, habibsayr. He was referring to some of the ancillary products that they used in the bathhouse. The towels, the sheets, those things were also, or were black. And that was the black that Rabbi Yochanan was using as a marmok. This is a halacha that we know, that the only time a Rav can inspect a Mara to know whether it's a Mara Tomei or Mara Tar is if the Mara is on a white cloth. But if it's not on a white cloth, then there's no way to know what exactly it is. As a result, for example, when it comes to Ksamim, which is only a Derabana, now we're always talking about the Hakel, if a woman finds a Kesem on a Beged that's not white, ain't Boitkin Ela Gabi Matlis Levana, there's no way to do a Bedika, so Misafik, you're usually going to go Lekula. Amra Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'shachra Al Gabi Edem. As it comes to the black Mara, it's not supposed to be on a white Beged, but rather it has to be on a red Beged. So it's not Al Gabi Matlis Levana, it's Al Gabi Matlis Odom. Amra Yirmi, Midifti, like, please, it really was no machlekes. Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel said the kulein boitin al gabi matas of money. He didn't mean black. He meant the other four. When Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi said b'shachar gabi adam, he was clearly talking specifically about red. Maskul Rav Ashi hachi evazoy leim Shmuel chutz mishachar. If Shmuel didn't mean shachar, why didn't he say that? He said the kulam ein boitin el al gabi matas of money. Kulam sounds like all five. And then the Gemara says, no, really, he didn't mean all. He meant chutz mishachar. And therefore, there's no machloikis with what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, that shachar has to be al gabi lom. Frank the Gemara, if he didn't mean shachar, then say chutz mishachar. Just the opposite. No, clearly, Shmuel meant all. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said shachar is different, meaning they're arguing regarding shachar. According to Shmuel, it's always al gabi lovan. According to Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, yeah, four out of the five is al gabi lovan as it relates to shachar. That has to be al gabi adam. Amar Ula said, kulam amik mi kain. So the Mishnah said that when it comes to the color black, even though the Mishnah defined very precisely what black is, it's the cheres part of the ink, and Amayram gave other ways of knowing exactly what that color is, but it's lav dafka that color. If it's amayik mikain, if it's a deeper color of black, you can have the same halacha. If it's deyam mikain, it's going to be tar. What about the other colors of the Mishnah, the other minei damim? So the Mishnah didn't say anything. Ula said, Kulon, all the maris of the Mishnah, Amik Mikain, Tame Deim Mikain Tar, Kishachar, just like black. Ela Mishnah Shachar Tanak. So why the Mishnah only say Shachar? The Mishnah says, because it was a Chiddush in Shachar. So I would have thought, Hayavam Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, Shachar Adoimu, Ela Shalak. We're going to see later, Rab Chanina was a big bucky in maris. And Rab Chanina said that when you have a woman has black blood, really it was red, Ela Shalaka, and that's why you find sometimes a Masechtas Nida, not Chamisha Minei Damim, but Arba Minei Damim. Is it four or five? Can't be the same. It's four that are five. It's Arba Shehen Chamesh, because the fifth, Shachar, is really Adam that was Neskalka. But either way, being that the black originated as red, Hukuch, you would have thought, Afilo Deyam Mikain Nami Latama. So maybe if you have a softer color of black, you would think it's Tami. Because even though it's not black, but maybe it's red, meaning, maybe it's in the process of transitioning from red to black. So if it's in that in-between stage, maybe it should still be tummy. That's why the Mishnah said a chiddush, that deya mikain, as it relates to black, is going to be tar. But really, all the damim, deya mikain is tar. And if it's amik mikain, it's tummy. It's not exclusive to the color black. Rav Ami Bar Abba, Amir Rav Ami Bar Abba said no. The kulan, as it relates to the other colors, amik mikain tummy, deya mikain tummy. It doesn't matter if it's a deeper color, if it's a softer color, it's always going to be tummy chutz mishachar, except for shachar. Shachar, the Mishnah says, deya mikain is tar. The other ones, deya mikain is fate, Rabbanon. So then what's pshat in the whole shear? Meaning, you're giving me a shear, and then you're telling me, no, if it's deeper, if it's softer. So it seems to be taking away some of the significance of the shear. So Mar says, no, the shear is still important. Lafuke deya de deya. Because if it's not just deya, it's not just softer, it's mamash deya did deya, ben benosh, then it's a different halach. They can have some say, right, by Rabbi Kula Amik became tar, that Rabbi Bar Abba said that as it relates to all the colors, if it's Amik Mikain, if it's a deeper color, it's going to be tar. Deya Mikain tar. Not either way it's going to be tame by the other colors, either way it's going to be tar chutz mishach. Meaning, atzad ha-shava shebehen of these other two lashonos is that only shachar, Amik tame deya tar. The question is, what about the others? So in the first Lishna, it's always Tame, Amek or Deya. In the second Lishna, it's always Tar. Ulahachi Mahani Shiris. If that's the case, for sure the shear is significant. In fact, this is a very critical shear, because it has to be exactly like that. If it's off even a little bit, it's not this shear. Bakaparam, Bakapar was another Shita. He said, V'chulon Amek Mikain Tame, Deya Mikain Tar. All of them, meaning not only black, Amek Tame, Deya Tar, Chutz Mi Mezek. Except for the fifth one, that was the color of diluted wine. Sha'amik mikain tahar. Over there, if it's more amik, it's tar. Deya mikain tahar. However, if it's more deya, it's going to be tar. So mezek, either way, it's going to be tar. The Gemara says, bar kapara adiule vidachi. So there was the Tamidim of bar kapara. They once brought bar kapara wine that was diluted, and they diluted it, meaning even a little bit more. It was a softer color. Vidachi, and he said it's tar. Amikule, then they brought him blood. It wasn't wine. It was blood that had that color, but it was a little bit deeper. And Vidachi, again, he said tar. Omar Rab Chanina said, Kama nafish gavra delibe kishmaitse. That bakapara paskin, that it's dafka that color. If it's a little off, it's going to be tar. You see, he was able to differentiate, meaning it seems like something that the average person would have no way of knowing. It's a little off. That somehow now is tar. This is tameh. And even from a practical standpoint, what's a Rav supposed to do with this halacha? How's he ever going to know? Stam will have to be metamah. But Bar Kapara, he said this chiddush, that if it's off even a drop, it's Torah. And he actually knew halacha l'maisa, how to use this halacha. He was makel with this halacha. Okay, Karen Kark, Mishnah said that there were chamisha mine domim tmeim v'isha. Ha'odim, red is number one. Hashachar is number two, so we've explained those. The third one was ukikeren karkum. So karkum is a plant, the crocus plant. The corner of the garden where the crocus plant grows has a reddish color. If it's that red, where the halacha is that if the blood looks like that, even though it's not the conventional red, it's also not black, but that's one of the minei dam. The Mishnah had explained that. Right? Remember, the Mishnah explained briefly the chamisha minei damim, and what the Mishnah said was kibarah shavai. It has to be like the barer part of that corner, meaning the reddest part. Either way, the Gemara is going to explain it even more. Tana, number one, lach v'lo yavesh. It has to be in its moist state. Once it's dried up, it doesn't have to salach anymore. Additionally, tana chadu, we're going to the braisa, ketachta v'lekel, that when we talk about the keren karkum, that color, that shade, it's like the tachtoi, not the elyon. V'tanya idach, Ke'elyon v'loy ketachtin. V'tanya idach, ke'elyon v'kolshken ketachtin. V'tanya idach, ketachtin v'kolshken ke'elyon. Sounds like we have a four-way stira. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, or a three-way stira. Klasa dari v'klasa tarfin havi. That if you look at the crocus plant, so the crocus plant has three rows of leaves. Each row has three leaves on it. Nekoy dari mitziyasa, v'tarfin mitziyasa biyotcha. The perfect red, it's an oxymoron, but the perfect red would be the middle leaf of the middle row of leaves. That's the red. If the dam looks like that, in that case, it's going to be tameh. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain how that answers the question, but there's a long Rashi that does. Basically, when the Braisa said ketachtein v'lo ke'elyon, it meant the middle row as opposed to the top row. The top row, that red is a little bit different. When the Braisa said ke'elyon v'lo ketachtein, it also meant the middle row. It's the same thing, same middle row, but it's the middle as opposed to the tachtoim, the one beneath it. When the Braisa said ke'elyon v'kolshken ketachtoim, and ketachtoim v'kolshken ke'elyon, it's not referring to elyon as in the one above, tachtoim as in the one below, but elyon and tachtoim as in the one to the right versus the one to the left. Because even though Abaya said nekoy doro mitziyosa v'tarfa mitziyosa, that it's the middle leaf of the middle row, but that's only on the lekatchila level. B'di'evet, a rav can use to inspect this mara, either the leaf to the right and the leaf to the left, as long as it's in the middle row. So ketachtin ketachtin, that's ma'akiv. It can't be the top row or the bottom row. It has to be the middle row. Lekatchila, it should be the middle one, but it could be the left or the right, and that's ketachtin v'kolshken ke'elyon. You can use the left one, certainly the middle one, and ke'elyon v'kolshken, you can use the one all the way to the right, and certainly the middle one. The middle one's the most ideal, but you can use either one. Either way, also the kavi d'rabavo amalu, he said one more tonight. Now, when a rav is going to look at that against the keren of the karkum, and we've sort of figured out now what part of the karkum and exactly how you're supposed to do this, it has to be the gushayu shanino. It still has to be in its gush. It has to be in its soil. But once it's removed from the soil, the color changes. At that point, it's not going to work anymore. Ki meimei adama. The fourth mara that was mentioned in the Mishnah was meimei adama. So you take earth, you take soil, you mix it with water. That color, if the dam looks like that, if it comes from the makar, it's dam nidat. Maybe Adam, well, how does this work? Maybe Adam Shmeina. You take rich soil, mi pikas beis keren, umeitzafaleh mayim. You pour water on top of it. Enough water that there's going to be water, meitzafaleh, floating on top of it. So there's going to be a little bit of water that's rising above the soil. Divrei Ramei. Rabbi Kiva says, mi bikas yoitfas. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the soil has to be from bikas sichni. Rabbi Shimon Oimer says, af mi bikas kenoiser uke yoitzva. It doesn't have to be dafka, that place, but if it's something similar, the soil is similar in nature to bikas kenoiser, that would also be okay. Tanya idoch, another price, uke meimei adama. Maybe adama shmei bikas beis ke. Umeitzav aleo mayim, and you have to have water that's floating on top of it. How much should the water be on top? Ke klipas hashom. The thickness of the water is actually not very thick. It's like the thickness of the peel of garlic. Very, very thin. The ain't shir l'mayim, says the Brice. There's no shir how much water there has to be. Why? Because there's no shir how much offer. The point is the ratio, the relationship between the offer and the mayim. We don't care how much offer. As a result, we don't care how much money. Additionally, when you're boidik, you have to make sure the water isn't clear. In other words, elachurin. You have to mix the soil together with the water. So you make sure you have enough water. How much is enough water? It's floating on top of the offer. Keklipas Hashem. And you mix it together. So let's say you mixed it and then it became clear again. You mix it again. And when you mix it, don't mix it with your hand. I'm not sure what that meant. When we say don't mix it with your hand, doesn't mean don't mix it in your hand. Rather, you should mix it in a mana. And when you mix it in a mana, in a keli kiyachal of the other shabbat, you could do the mixing with your hand. You don't need a mixer. But the point is, mix it in a keli, not in. No, maybe what it means when the brisa says ukushu oichan ein oichan biyad, the loy lachrin biyad el b'mana. The mixing itself has to be done with keli, not with hand. Obviously, you could mix it better if you have a good mixer. So that's the question. You have to use like a real nice professional mixer. What could you mix it with? Well, what's the hakpada? Tashmak shu boitek ne boitek el b'kais. Another brisa says that when you boitek, the bedika should be in a kais. Sounds like the bedika should be in the kais. That's the emphasis on where the offer and the mayim is going to be at the time of the bedika. But we don't really care how you mix it. But the one says no. It's not muchach because I can still say maybe bedika bekais achir b'man. You can't prove anything from there. All you see from there is that the bedika has to be in the kais. I don't know if the achira doesn't have to be in the kais. That could be yeah, could be no. Take when this when. The halachas was brought to Rabbi Ravuna. Amalui would say, one other caveat as it relates to the Kimei Mei Adama, and that is it has to be Bimkoima. So you can't take soil from Genoisar, bring it to Yerushalayim, and paskin the Shiloh over there. No, you have to do it Bimkoima, and it has to be literally in the field. Rabbi Chanina Polikurta de Gargesha. So we mentioned earlier that Rabbi Chanina was a big bucky when it came to inspecting maras. Here's the Gemara. So Rabbi Chanina, what he would do is, if a woman brought a mara, and he thought that maybe it looks like Adama, so the Mishnah said, Mei Mei Adama, there's a whole way to do it. You have to mix it properly. It has to be from certain places. So Rabbi Chanina had a tremendous kula. He would take a little bit of soil. He would crack the grain. Ubadikbe, and he would use that, compare it to the dam, and he would know whether the dam is tamir or the dam is tar. Says the Gemara, Layit oleh Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yosi ba'askara. Rabbi Shmo b'Rabbi Yosi said that anyone that's going to follow what Rabbi Chanina did, he should be punished. How he should be punished? He should be punished by Misas Askra. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph that there's 900 and something Misos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria. The best of all is Misas Neshika, the Tzadikim HaZoichet of Misas Neshika. Kasha Shebekulam is Misas Askra. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi wasn't just Layet Allah. It was very, very strong. He said, if someone follows where Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, he should be punished. But he says, ask Rabbi Chanina, what was his point? Because it's only Rabbi Chanina, the Chacham, who's so brilliant, and he knows how to inspect Maris on such a high level, he could do this. But other people aren't so smart, and they're not as versed in these halachas. So someone else that does it, it's a hefkeris. Asker, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Chachmasad Rabbi Chanina garmali tolei echsi dama." He says, "Because Rabbi Chanina was such a chacham that it caused me to stop inspecting maris. Why? Mitamina mitar. Whatever I would say is tame, he would say is tar. Mitarna mitami. Whatever I'd say is tar, he would say tame. So I gave up. I realized I don't know these halachas. So if I don't know it, I just stopped saying bedikas. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "And v'sanasad Rabbi Chanina garmali dechazoi." He said, "I do look at maris, and the reason I look at maris is precisely because of Rabbi Chanina." But I focus not on Chachmasa Rabbi Chanina, but I focus on Vesenusa Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was such an anav, and it was because of his anivus that I saw. Well, what was the cheshman? Umar Rabbi Chanina, da nafsin, hu machas nafshi l'safik. Mad Rabbi Chanina, who I know was such an anav, but at the same time, when a woman came to him with a shayla and hilchas nida, he didn't get scared. He didn't say that, oh, it's a question of Chadi Krisos and Boyol Nida, I'm not going to get involved. No, despite his humility, he still was willing to take the risk and pask in these shailas. So he said, me certainly, I know Le'echsi. I'm Rav Zeira said, Tivid Abavel, Garmali Delei Chazai. It was the Chachamim in Bavel that were versed in the sciences that caused me not to see. Why? I mean, I said to myself, I don't know science. B'dama Yadana, so how am I going to get involved in this color of dam and that color of dam? It feels like a science. And he said, that's just not something I'm versed in. So the Gemara says, L'meimer de b'tivet halyom milsa, does inspecting damim have anything to do with being versed in the sciences? For Rabbah, who the other b'tivet, Rabbah was someone that was versed in the sciences of the other b'dama, and he never saw matters because it was something that he didn't, meaning it's a chachma, it's a very specific, it's a talent, it's a chachma, something you can learn. no different than any other trade. What does it have to do with sciences? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because Rabbah knew science and he didn't do maris, it's not a raya that science and maris are not related. It's fakir, kolshken kamar. Says, madach Rabbah, the yada, but the vlei chazo dama. Says, no, echsi, aisha, see, ula ikhlu pumbadisa. Ula was once a pumbadisa. Aisha, the kame dama. They brought, the woman brought them to ula. Vlei chazo, he didn't want to look at the mara. Omar, he said, umar, Rabbah Loza, the marid, Ari Yisrael, have a. Rabbah Loza, who was the marid, Ari Yisrael. He was the biggest baki rashi, he says, in maris, dam, mikol chachme eretz Yisrael. So, madach Rabbah Loza, who was such a baki, in these in Yonim have a kimikla asked Rabbi Yehuda loichazi dama no echse. But when he came to Rabbi Yehuda's city, when he was in Pumpadisa, where Rabbi Yehuda lived, he didn't want to look at any maris. So he said, "What I should look at maris in Pumpadisa?" Rabbi Lazar is the biggest bucky, he's the world renowned expert when it comes to maris dama. But at Pumpadisa, he felt mishum chayder, he didn't want to do it. So I should go ahead and do it. Rabbi Lazar, there was a woman that brought down before Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kamei, Rabbi Dami was sitting next to him. Orche. So Rabbi Lazar smelled the blood, smelled it. He didn't even inspect it, smelled it. Oh my Lord, he said, "Hey, dam chimud." He says, "It smells like dam chimud." So what's dam chimud? When a woman gets excited for tashmish, sometimes she could be roya dam. And Rabbi Lazar said, "I can smell that this is not regular dam nida, it's dam chimud." Now what's the halach of dam chimud? Believe it or not, it's a machlokes rishonim. It's not before Shagamah. It's a machlokes rishonim whether dam chimud is dam tame or dam chimud is dam tar. There's almost a Mufurisha Gemara, because the Gemara says that if someone's Teveya and Isha to get married, so she, the halacha, she has to be Noyag Dine Nida, because we're concerned that maybe she was Raya Dam. Why would she have been Raya Dam? Dam Chimud, that's what it sounds like. And if it's Dam Chimud, and she's now in Nida for 7 days, it certainly sounds like, say, the Rishonim, that Dam Chimud is Dam Tomei. But it's a Sugi in the end of Masechta. It's not clear whether it's Tomei Tomei. But the point for us is the Chochma of Rabbi Lazar, the Bekius of Rabbi Lazar, that he was able to smell the Dam and know where the Dam came from. Basit Nafka, Itpol Lo Rabami. When this woman walked out, so Rav Ami went over to the woman, and he wanted to see how much Rabbi Lazar knew. Amalei, he said, "Tell me, you saw Dam, right? Is there? What's the rest of the story?" He said, "Bailey hoy badera v'chimaditiv. My husband was traveling, and v'chimaditiv, and I had chimud, and that's when I saw Dam." Kari Olel. So Rav Ami said about Rabbi Lazar, "Soy dashem liyareyav." Meaning, he felt that as brilliant as Rabbi Lazar was in the world of maris, this is still not something. This is still not something that he should have. Right? Usually, soy dashem liyareyav is when it's something that really, al piderech hateva, you shouldn't know. For example, the Gemara discusses in the beginning of a Sechta Soito what the sheer tashmish is. Right? The sheer tashmish, from a halachic standpoint, it's negei sugis of a Sechta Soito. So the Gemara brings different tanon that suggested what they thought the sheer was. Ben Azai Oimer, the Gemara says, Ben Azai had his sheer. For the Gemara, Ben Azai, everyone knows Ben Azai didn't get married. He said, "Ma esesh and nafshi chashke b'tayrus." Brought down a Shulchan Aruch and Ben Ezra Siman Aleph that if a person is such a masmid and he learns Torah like Ben Azai, it's a p'tur maybe in the mitzvah pur vu. It's a sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. Nafshi chashke ke Ben Azai, but Ben Azai never got married. So Ben Azai never got married. So what's up to Gemara? Iba Yisema, he got married. He was Tayrish. The Iba Yisema, Soy Dashem Liyareh. Okay, so there it's Soy Dashem Liyareh. He was never married. So how would he have known the Shir Tashmish? So it must be it was a geder of Soy Dashem Liyareh. Here you could have thought Rabbi Lazar was such a chacham, he was such a bucky. Either way, we've spoken a lot about Sayyid Hashem Liyarev. Ifra Hormiz, Ima de Shvar Malka. Ifra Hormiz was the mother of Shvar Malka. Shadra Dama Lekami de Rava. She sent blood to Rava. So Rashi says that Ifra Hormiz was actually a Nachris. She was a non-Jewish woman, but she kept Hulchas Nida. And she even showed her Maris to her Rav. So she sends Maris to Rav. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ovadia Kameh. So Rabbi Ovadia was sitting together with Rava. Orche. Rava did what Rabbi Lazar did in the previous story. He smelled the blood. Amalah, he told Ifra Hormiz, Haydam Chimudhu. Amalay Lebrei. So she turns to her son and said, Tochazi Kamachakimi Yehudai. Wow, take a look at how brilliant the Jews are. Rashi says she was considering converting. So take a look at how brilliant the Jews are. Why? He could smell the blood and knows that it's Dam Chimud. Meaning, I guess it was Dam Chimud. She knew that. And that's why she was so impressed. Amalay. So her son said, Duma Kisuma Baruba. Maybe he just took a lucky guess. How do you know that this was real? She said, "You know, we're going to find out." So she sends him shitin mine dama, 60 types of bloods. The kulan amrinu, all of them, Rava was able to say, I guess, where the blood came from, and she was blown. But Ahu Basra, the last one, dam kinam hava, it was dam from lice, v'layada, and Rava didn't know that. And Rava just couldn't figure out the origin of this blood. The Gemara says, but Estaya Milsa, he had Siyata Deshmaya. Because Veshadallah, Rava decided to send a gift to Ifra Hormuz. So he sends back the chuvas to all these shaylas and send her a gift. The gift was srikusa, it was a comb, the makatla kalmi that was used to kill lice. Amra, so she gets this, she says, ah, you see, Rava, this must be his way of telling me that he knows that that blood came from the lice. Amra, you die, betavni, deliba yasvisu. You see, they're just brilliant, they're geniuses. Amra, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Mereisha, lechazina, nama, he said, I used to look at blood, meaning people, I used to see maris, keeping the amra, the ime, the yitzchak, bri, but when the mother of my son Yitzchak told me, so the mother of his son sounds like his wife. So Aruch Laner says that maybe it was Lachagerishin. So he didn't want to call her my wife, my ex-wife. But either way, he made the Yitzchak Bri, Hai Tifta Kamaisel in my sin Allah Kamayad Rabbanon. That the first drops of blood, she said, I don't like showing the Rabbanim. I'm not comfortable. Mishum the Zehima. Because it's Zahim, it's disgusting, it's Mos. So I'm not comfortable showing to the Rabbanim. So he said, Lechazina, then I stopped looking at blood, because the color of the blood can change from the first drops to the later drops, and I felt that maybe the dam that I'm being showed is dam tahar, but maybe the original dam really had the color that qualified as dam tahar. So I decided I'm not looking at dam anymore. However, being tamei lo tahir v'adei chazina, but as it relates to a woman that goes from her dam, from her zman of Tumah to Zman of Taira, or Taira to Tumah. So after a woman gives birth to a child, she has Yimei Tumah, like we mentioned earlier, she has Yimei Taira, and then when she sees Dam afterwards, after the Yimei Taira pass, at that point she's going to be Tumah. So if a woman would show me Dam after having a child that she had after her Yimei Taira on the 41st day, then I'll look already. Why? Because that Dam came from a Mayim Pasuach. That's not the first drop of Dam. She may have been seeing Dam for weeks. Because of the Leda, it's just that till now it was tar, now it's tame. It's when I'm concerned that I'm not seeing the first drops of blood, and it has to be the first drops of blood that I don't see done. But over there, it's Mamon of Shach, never going to be the first drops of blood. So there, I have no problem looking at the dam. Yalta, says the Gemara, Aisa Dom Alekame, the Rabbi Bar Bachana. Yalta brought Dam, Maris, to Rabbi Bar Bachana, the Tomila. And Rabbi Bar Bachana was Metama, the blood. Hodder, Aisa, the Kamid, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. Then she brought the same Mara to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, but Achila. And he said, it's a fading, my Hechavad, Achie, had a need with the time, going to the Braiso, Chacham, Shtime, Chavir, Rashay, Latar. Then if Wachacham said something is Tommy, the other Chacham doesn't write to say that it's Tar. Asr, Chavir, Rashay, Latar. So the Mara says, Mikart, we have a Metamila. Given Amale, first when he brought it to the second Rav, to Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rabbi Yehuda, again, Yalta brought down first to Rabbi Bar Barchana, and then to Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Barchana said, it's no good. Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rabbi Yehuda said that it is good. Freit Gemara, how could he have said it's good? Isn't there a halacha that once a chacham is matama, his chavit doesn't have a right to be matter? Gemara says, no. Really, what happened was, the second Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a problem. But then she told him the rest of the story. Given the Amale, the Chol Yoyim, I have a matkili. She says, you should know, I've shown very similar maris to this to Rabbi Bar Barchana many, many times. And every time I've showed it to him, he said, it was a chiddush noira to me that he said to me. But I happened to know, I was sitting with him and I saw his eyes were bothering him. And I don't think he was seeing clearly. And that's probably why he said tar. So then, dachila. Then he said, okay, I trust you. And dachila. Faith to Gemara, me mehemni, is she even believed? Gemara says, and she is believed. Meaning, it sounds like the only reason Rabbi Yisrael Avdimi said tar was based on this shtickle taira. Is she believed? Gemara says, yeah, it's a brisa. Men is ishalem, because that really is very badative. A woman is believed to go over to a rav and say that, I saw dam, this is what it looked like. Meaning, she doesn't present the mara. But she can say, this is what the color was, and we would trust her. See, she has an amanus when it comes to this. What if a woman says to her friend, so a woman has a mara, and she shows it to her friend, and her friend says, I had the same exact mara, I showed it to a rav, and the rav said it's tahar. So is she going to be believed, or is she not going to be believed? Didn't we just learn? A woman has an amanus. You see, how do you know? Shani Hassan, maybe there it's different. The lesser the kama. Maybe over there where you don't have the mara. Okay, so b'di'evin, you're going to be soymech on this woman. We're not going to make her tameh. She has enough of an amanus that if we don't have the mara, we could trust her. But for her to likatchila be the poisek, when you can go to a rav, that already maybe not. Toshma, the Yalta, Aisa, Dama, Likami, the Rabbi Barachana. Why can't we bring a riot from the story we just mentioned? Yalta brought a mara to Rabbi Barachana, Vatamila. And he was Metamit. Likami, the Rizabredi, Rabbi Yehuda. Then he brought the Rizabredi, Rabbi Yehuda, Vadachila. Echiav, Vadachi, Vatani, Chacham, Shdime, Chabir, Rashi, Litair. Ramina, what did we say? Tambu, Yahavi, Metamila. Kivin, the Amrali, the Choyoim, Matkli, Kai Gavna, Vaidnu, the Bechosh, Beine, Hadadachila. How was he allowed to be Metarit? Rav Yitzchak prayed Rav Yehuda, it was because she told him the whole story. She said, no, really, Even Rabbi Barbachana used to always say Tahar. Now his eyes were hurting. This is the only time he ever said Tameh. Alma mehem nala. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? Again, you see that a woman has an amanus. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, Gemara says, Agmar Islam. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda thought that it was Tahar. The reason he paskin Tahar was not because of Yalta's story. Yalta said, you should know, this Mara, I got a psak is Tameh. But you should also know that every time I've shown a similar Mara like this, the Rav told me Tahar. Now Punkti told me Tahar. So he says, really? You know that this Mara looks like that Mara that you've gotten sucked in the past as Tahar. I'm going to be retired. No, maybe a woman doesn't have an amanus to identify a Mara so that now the Rav would paskin based on which what she said is Tahar. The reason Rav Yisrael Yehuda said Tahar is because he saw it and he felt it was Tahar. He wouldn't have paskin Tahar because of the halacha, Chacham Shatima, in Chaver Rashay Latar. Being that there was a whole backstory, so he was comfortable saying what he thought. But at the end of the day, he wasn't paskining Tahar because of what she told. Again, the question was, is a woman a neman when it comes to maras? Could she tell her friend, I had the same mara, and the Rav said it's Tahar? The Gemara thought we have a mafurish araya from Yalta. Because in the case of Yalta, it sounded like the Rav would have said Tahar, but because she said this mara looks like other maras, and those maras I got up sak is tar, so that's why the Rav said tar. Meaning, it sounds like she has an amonis to start discerning between maras. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a muchach, because it could be this. That's really what happened. Tois over here asks a gevaldig akasha. So we didn't, when we went through the Gemara, say who Yalta is. But we know who Yalta is. A Perikol HaBasar fame. There are many Gemaras in Shas that mention Yalta. See, a Bruria who was the wife of Rav Meir. Rachel was the wife of Rabbi Akiva. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. Why did Yalta have to go to Rabbi Bar Bachana? Why did Yalta have to go to Rabbi Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda to show them out? Why didn't she show it to her husband? Why couldn't she show it to her husband, Rav Nachman? The Ritva says on this Gemara that you see from here that a man is not allowed to inspect his wife's maris. That even if he's a chacham, even if he's a baki and maris, he's a paisik, but when it comes to his own wife, there's an agios, and it's for that reason you're not allowed to. But Tosfos says not that way. Tosfos says, not true. There's no such halacha. There's no such halacha that a man is not allowed to inspect his wife's maris. So if that's the case, why didn't Yalta show it to Rav Nachman? Says Tosfos, v'shem lo hayabaki. Maybe Rav Nachman didn't know. Tosfos just mutches. He says, because when we had five pshatim in the Gemara of what the color odoim is, right? Odoim has to be red, red from a wound. What type of wound? One of the five amiroim that opined in that sugya was Rav Nachman. So Tosfos says, doesn't it sound like Rav Nachman was a baki? He knew exactly which red it is. He was the one that said it was dam hakaz. The dam that a person has when he bloodlets. So it says it's not muchach because maybe he had a Kabbalah, but it wasn't something that he really knew. Inami, says Tosfos, alternatively, she knew her husband Rav Nachman was a big machmer, and that he himself would not be comfortable being mekel for himself. It would be libay noikvoy. And as a result, of course, halachically speaking, she could have given it to him. But she was afraid that for sure he'd end up being machmer. As a result, he didn't want to. Inami shleitiskana b'fonav. And there's an Indian of Lechaviv al Baila, Ayesara Shtecha, Hinei Ba'oil. So she didn't want to be diskana by her husband, Rav Nachman. So that's why he did it. But then Tois, Aval Ein Loimar, don't say what the Ritva says. The Asa Lirois Tmei Ishtoi. That it's also for a man to look at the dam of his wife. Because there's a Mishnah in Mesechtis Nagon, where the Mishnah says, Kol HaNagom Adam Roya. A person, a Kohen, is allowed to look at Nagon. Kol anagam adam roya chutz mi nigei atzmoi. Rameir says in that Mishnah, afli nigei kroifav. Kol anedorim adam mater. A person can be mater on the dorim chutz mi nigei atzmoi. Rabbi Yehuda ime afli nigei ishtay shebein olabin. And kol abechiris adam roya of Masechtos Bechiris fame. If a kohen has to inspect, or a person has to inspect, the mumim of a bechir, so kol abechiris adam roya chutz mi bechiris atzmoi. Says Tois doesn't say anything about Maris Domim. So you see from there that Maris Domim is not going to be a problem. So Tois says that I have a raya from a Mishnah Masechtos Nagon that a man is allowed to look at the Maris of his wife. Then why is he out there running to Rabbanim? So Tosfos says three pshat and what the reason might have been. If you take a look at the Yo Rabbah, that's the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Mishnayos, on that Mishnah in Masechtos Nagon, it's Perek Beis Mishnah. Hey, so the Gaon says as follows: Kol ha'alochei shebetoyra adam moira la'atzmai. So if you're a poisek, you're a moira hayra, you're a mora d'shmaitza, you're a ladder paskin for yourself. Chutz mishloisha. There's three things that you're not allowed to. Which three? The three that I mentioned in the Mishnah: Nagon, Unedarim, Ubechoros. And the reason is, Shetluyim b'maymar peh.
is a Vilna Gaon. It's because those three things require, there's a verbal component to what has to be done as well. Nigan Shemer Akoyin Tomei. Oy Ta. The Koyin had to say, he had to clear Tomei. Nidarim Shemer Achacha Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Ubibchayrois Shemer Hayachin Mumcha Ishloishet Yoitois Kasher. But either way, he says the Gaon, what's unique about these three things? What's unique is it's not so much that these are parshias that are so chomer. Lucas Nid is more chomer. But the reason it's these three things is because these three things have a path. There's a verbal component, and it's because of the verbal component that's the halacha. So just we'll stop here as far as the daf itself goes. Two ha'aras related to the daf. There's so much to talk about in today's daf. This is a feichba, the kulava. But just two ha'aras. The first is that we mentioned earlier. The Gemara said. It's also Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yudal Rav Aleph. Amalu Rav Yani Labanav. Rav Yani told his sons, "Banai my sons, al tik beruni. Don't bury me. Loi bekelim shchoyrim, v'loi bekelim levanim." Says, "I don't want to be buried in white tachrichim. Also not black tachrichim. Why? Shchoyrim shem eska ve'eya ka'avu ben achasanim. Maybe I'll be zoicha to be together with the tzaddikim, and I'm going to be wearing shchoyrim. I'm going to be dressed inappropriately. Levanim, I don't want to wear white clothing. Shem lo yeska ve'eya ka'chasan ben avelim. Maybe I'm going to be like a chasan during zov with avelim. Doesn't make any sense. So he says, I want to be careful. So like this, I'll wear something that." He said, if I'm with the chasanim or I'm with the aveilim, either way, I'll be somewhat appropriate. This Gemara over here in Masechtas Nida Daf Chaf and Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is also a Yerushalmi. It's also a Medrash Rabbah. It's a Medrash in the Parshas Vayechid. Yerushalmi and the Medrash are almost exactly the same. It's easier to read a Medrash. So we'll just read the Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan. The Medrash says it's about Rabbi Yochanan. Kishayim Mestalik Min Olam. When Rabbi Yochanan was lying on his deathbed. So he turned to the people that were going to be the Chevra Kadisha. He said, when I die, Kivru Oisi Bekelim Tzvuim. He says, I want to be buried in colored clothing. Not white, not black. And he explained it. A little bit of a different nusach than Rabbi Yana did in our Gemara. He said, because if I'm going to stand up, he says, I don't want to be embarrassed. But either way, he says, I don't know if I'm going to be with the tzaddikim or with the rishon. Either way, I want to be loyevosh, loynikolem, loyevosh. And that was what he was concerned with. So he said, like this, bury me with colored clothing. Stating that, the Medrash continues and says, Rabbi Yoshia, kishahaya niftam in ha'olam, amal lemishu, oymed olav, karoli the talmidi. He said, the person that was taking care of Rabbi Yoshia, when he was lying on his deathbed, he said, call my talmidim. Amal lemi told him, kivru oisi bekelem levenim. He said, I want you to bury me in white clothing. He says, lama. He says, she'ini boish b'masai, lahak b'pnei boish, because I'm not afraid. I'm not embarrassed. Come to Shmaira. He says, bury me in white tachrichim. I'm ready to meet my creator. Far in the floor. The Yerushalmi brings what Rav Yoshia said, B'shem Rav Yoshia, also in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Either way, Rabbi Yanai in our Gemara, in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph Aleph, and Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, by the way, is in Perek Yud Beis in Masechtas Ksubis. That's the Gemaras that talk about B'shas P'tirosei Shel Rebbe. Says there's the equivalent thereof in Yerushalmi as well, and it's Toich Dvarav over there in that Yerushalmi. And the Medrash Rabbah here, Parashat Vayechi, says it about Rabbi Yochanan. We have it about Rabbi Yanai, we have it about Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yoshia, they had a different meaning. What's the bottom line? So it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yerideya Simen Shin Nun Beis and Hilchas Avelus. Sifkat and Beis, four words. Nagu likbar bebegadim levanim. The minhag Yisrael is that we bury Mason in begadim levanim. Says the Vilna Gaon. Afal gaf the beperek desvav of the Shabbos. Kuf yidal amar aliv. Amalei Rabbi Yana v'chulu. It's also nidadav chav amar aliv. But Yerushalmi soif meseches kalayim. Uperik yabez the ksubas amru the Rabbi Yoshia mafkid al vushne chivrin chafsin. And Rabbi Yirmiyah did the same thing. So apparently Rav Yana and Rav Yochanan felt one way, and Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yoshia felt the other way, and somehow the minig was nespashit. It was nespashit to follow Rav Yoshia and Rav Yirmiyah. So says the Goyin, there were different thought processes as it relates to this halacha. At the end of the day, it's merely a minig. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Nahagu likfar b'begadim levanim. It's not something that has to be. It's really based on minig. And he says, why is that the minig? Like many minhagim, they just happened. If you take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, the Pesachei Tshuva says that even though begadim levanim seems to be a little bit more of a minig, but he says as it relates to the fabric, So the fabric is linen, right? The tachrichen are made out of pishtan. They're made out of linen. So he brings from the Yalkut Ruveni, who says, Dash yesh soit godol belevishas beged pishtan. Shekol haniftar shenislabish bebigde pishtan. Afilu niftar b'chutz laaretz. Kol kateger nefach lesaneger. Umaylas levishas pishtan v'loi blush acheres. Afilu tinek she'ovem muchzik she'meis labonim harbe deliv. He says that there's a tremendous school of wearing pishtan.
But either way, as it relates to Lavan, even though from our Gemara it sounds like maybe not, but the Midrash was espashed, and it's based not on the Bavli, it's based on the Medrash Rabba and the Talmud Yerushalmi, where Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Yirmiya felt a little bit different than Rabbi Yanai, a little bit different than Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. So just three ha'aras as it relates to this idea, just three things to take away very simply from this Gemara. Number one, you see from here that the tzaddikim were very concerned, meaning they weren't sure whether or not they were going to be Bein HaRishon or Bein HaTzaddikim. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not sure. Should I wear Levonim or should I wear Shchayrim? He wasn't sure. So what came to mind was the Gemara Masechtes Chagiga, Daf Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara over there brings Rabbi Yochanan Kimati Lahai Krabachi. Rabbi Yochanan, when he used to come to the following pasuk, he used to cry. V'karafti Aleichem LaMishpat, V'hoyisi Eid Menmayer B'machshafim U'v'manoafim U'v'nishbam Lashekuv V'oshke Schar Socher. So V'karafti Aleichem LaMishpat, V'hoyisi Eid Menmayer. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Mishpat's going to be quick. Evet Shirabi Mekarvei Ledoinoi. Rabbi Yochanan would read this pasuk, and when he would come to the pasuk, he would cry. It's a pasuk in Malachi. He was so worried about the Yom Adin. He pasha was afraid. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, "Kimati lahaikra havibachi." There was another pasuk when he used to come to. He used to cry. The pasuk says, "Ki es kol masi alikim yavei ba mishpat al kol anetlam." A pasuk in Koheles. Adet sheRabbi shoykele shkogos kizdoinos takana yeshloi. Either way. Presumably, it's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai. Rabbi Yochanan Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Aleph used to cry when he saw the pasuk in Malachi, when the pasuk in Koheles that talk about the Yom HaGadol, the Mishpat. He was afraid of the Mishpat. And because he was afraid of the Mishpat, so Lishitasai, you see, he wasn't Stoinus Kishkagas, who knows what's going to be? And because of who knows what's going to be, therefore he said that as it relates to the begadim that he's going to wear, I want you to be careful. It shouldn't be Levonim, it shouldn't be Shchayim. Another thing I think you see in this Gemara is that even the Rishaim are going to get up Lachat Chias HaMesim, meaning Bechura, we're talking about Lachat Chias HaMesim. What else are we talking about? And if we're talking about Lachat Chias HaMesim, Levonim, Shchayrim, so it sounds like that even the Rishaim are going to get up. What are the Rishaim doing Lachat Chias HaMesim? Elu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'olam Abba. What does Olam Abba mean in the Perek Chelek? Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Abba. Elu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'olam Abba. What does it mean? What's the midah connected midah? Someone says ain't tchias hamesim in atayra. He has no chelik in olam haba. Yeah, who kafar but tchias hamesim? Lefichach lo yilei chelik ba. And all the rishonim say you see from here olam haba is tchias hamesim. Right? We think olam haba sometimes means the olam haneshamos. After a person dies, he goes to the olam haneshamos, whatever exactly that is. But really, most rishonim did not refer to the olam haneshamos as olam haba. Most rishonim refer to the olam haneshamos as the olam haneshamos. Olam haba is something else. But from the Gemara, so what is Olam Haba? It's Tchias HaMesim. It's the world that's gone. It's a world that doesn't exist yet. The Olam HaNeshamas exists for people that passed away, or for people that weren't born yet, the neshamas that haven't come down to this world yet, the neshamas that are in Guf. But as it relates to Olam Haba, that's the world to come. The world itself is going to come. That's the world of Lachar, that's the world of Achat Tchias HaMesim. So I don't understand. I thought there are people that aren't necessarily Yotzabasko, Muftal Chayishub, and everyone's going to be Zoychot Olam Haba. So Maman Avshach, if he's worried about being with the Rishayim, see, he's going to be Kechasan, Bebeino Avelim, but I mean, the Avelim aren't going to be there in Olam Haba. But it's Muchach from here, what the Rishayim say in the beginning of Perek Chelek, we spoke about this when we learned Perek Chelek, and that is that it's a mistake. Really, every person is going to get up in Olam Haba. But what's going to happen is after everybody gets up, there's going to be a Mishpat. There's going to be a Yoim HaGadol VeHanoira. That's what it's referring to. That mishpat that's going to take place, Lachat Chias HaMesim, and then it's going to be determined who could remain alive and now enter the Olam Haba, and who's going to go the Darin Olam. But the point is, really, everybody's going to get up. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was worried about. He was worried about when everybody gets up, am I going to be Bein HaRishayim, or am I going to be Bein HaTzaddikim? He says, I don't know which side I'm going to be on, and as a result, I want to make sure that I address appropriately. But either way, yeah, it's Mavur in the Gemara that the Rishayim are going to get up, Lachat Chias HaMesim, as always Mavur, clearly in the Rishayim, they're going to get up. So what's that Mishpat going to be about?
Right? Every person after he dies, he's, that's the Oilonu Miyam Adin, Oilonu Miyam Teichacha. Then there's going to be another Mishpat. So it's Yudua B'Shem Da'arizal. Da'arizal said that after a person dies, he gets judged for everything that he did or didn't do during his lifetime. But the truth is that everything we do has ripple effects. There's a domino effect because you can do something today, and even if the impact of what you did isn't visible now, but maybe in 5 years from now, maybe in 20 years from now, maybe in 100 years from now, and maybe it was only a grammar or a gram de gram, every act, everything that a person does has effects. And a person will be judged for every detail, every little outcome, every nuance that came about from a ma'aseh that he did. That said, that Rizal said, is not something we will know until the end of days. When everything finishes, when it's all over, at that point, the Eibush is going to go back. And he's going to judge everybody again. When he died, he was judged Basher Rusham. But now, when everything is finished, now the whole cheshbon, the whole web, the whole puzzle is going to come together. We're going to know what impact every single person's ma'aseh had. Nothing's happening after that. Now it's all over. That's going to be another mishpat. It's going to be the Yom HaGadol on earth. That's the idea of Yahrzeit. Yahrzeit is every year there's a din v'cheshbon again for what impact this person's ma'aseh had during the course of that year. But this is the global, the macro Yom HaGadol on earth, the mishpat that's going to be everything. That's the second thing. The third thing that you see from here is that l'achat chias ha'meisim, people are going to get up with their clothing, and as a result, clearly implied, people are going to have a guf. Is that so pashut? So there's a famous machlokes Rambam Raivin in Perek Ches Hilchas Shuva. The Rambam's talking about Olam Haba. He says Olam Haba ain't by guf ugvia. Olam Haba doesn't. There's nothing physical. Elo nafshis atzadikim belvad beloy guf kemalachi ashores. Olam Haba ain't by gvia. He says the Rambam, being that we've established that there's going to be no guf in Olam Haba, ain't by loyachila beloy shtiya. Veloy davim mikol advarim shem guf is ben the adam tzrichel lehem by lemazeh. Veloy yera by davim and advarim shem ma'arin the guf is by lemazeh. You're not going to experience things that you experience in this world. Not even the pleasures. You're going yeshiva v'amida, the shino misa, the etzav uschoy kugiyotzem. Kach amru chacham marishoyim. Olam Haba ain't by loyachila beloy shtiya beloy tashmish. El sadikim yoishvim. Again, Harin is baralachot. This Rambam is very wordy. She ain't shom guf lefi she ain't shom achila v'shtiya. V'zeu shomim tzadikim yoishvim al derech achida. They're not really sitting. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Zok deriver Omer Avram. Divrei zeho ish be'enai. What the Rambam is saying sounds a little like, sounds similar to people who have heard that believe that in Tchias HaMesim there's going to be no gufos. There's only going to be neshamas. Now, what does the Rambam have to do with Tchias HaMesim? The Rambam's talking about Olam Haba. We just said that. Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchia. Either way, says the Ravid, V'chaye Roshi, Mei Olam Lo Yehoye Das Chach Mei HaTalmud Hazeh. That even though there is such a daya out there, but it's not a real daya, because the only day that counts is the day of the Chach Mei HaTalmud. And it's clear that the Amoron held not that way. How do I know that Shari Yom Ruxubis Kuf Yer Aleph Amid Aleph? Asidim Tzadikim Sheyamdu Bilvu Sheyem. The Tzadikim are going to get up with their Levush. Kal V'chayme Michito. V'chein Hoyu Mitzavim Lebneim Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. It's also needed of Chav Amid Aleph. Al Tik Beruni Bekelem Levanim. V'loy B'shchayrim Shema Eske. So it's clear, this Gemara, and he brings two other Gemaras, that L'achat Chia, a person's going to get up with his clothes. It says, the Raivir Chashtenish, the Rambam, either way, the Lecha Mishnah, Ayin, the Noisa Kelem, that it must be that the Rambam, when he said Olam Haba, wasn't really referring to the Olam HaTchia. Maybe he was referring to the Olam HaNeshamos. Again, it's a little bit confusing, but regardless, just three Ha'aris to take away from this Gemara, which in our Gemara in Talmud Bavli, it's Rav Yanai, in the Medrash and the Yerushalmi, it's Rabbi Yochanan. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is that the Gemara says that Rab Zera said, that Rab Elazar said, and the Sanusa de Rab Chanina garmali de Chazoy Daman. Rab Elazar was the Mara de Shmaitza when it comes to Maris Daman. But he said, really, I was always hesitant to look at Maris. There's a lot at stake. But when I saw Rab Chanina, that he looked at Maris, and I knew the Rab Chanina was a tremendous anav. So I made a kal v'chayim. Umar Rab Chanina dan nafsin umachas nafshel l'safik. Mad Rab Chanina, who's an anav, he's willing to get involved in this safik. V'chazi anav lo yechzi. I shouldn't. So in the sugya mesachtes nida that we learned today, there were two tremendous bekiyim in Maris Domin. One of them was Rav Chanina, and the other one was Rav Elazar. Rav also, the Gemara said, but Rav Chanina and Rav Elazar were highlighted in the sugya, and Rav Elazar said that I got the courage to inspect Mara's Domin because I saw it by Rav Chanina. He said, Rav Chanina, I knew it was an Adam God, it was an Anav, and still he was willing to do it, so I certainly should do it. Now, as it relates to the Anivus of Rav Chanina, so that's a conversation for another day. But in terms of why an Anav would maybe not want to inspect Maris Dom, why anybody for that matter would be afraid to inspect Maris Dom, I think it's Pashut. And I think it starts with the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nacheni, Amar Rab Yoinis. Just a few memories of Chazal, we'll go through this quickly. Kol Dayin Shadon Din Emes Lamite Mashu Shechina B'Yisrael. If a Dayin gets it right, he causes Ashoyis Ashechina. Any dayan that gets it wrong, he causes the shechina to go away. Any person that gets it wrong, a dayan, he takes money from the wrong person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away his neshama. Again, a dying should always act as if there's a sword between his thighs. And Gehenim is opened up in front of him. What was the pachad baleilos? Mipachta shel gehenim shadoyim lelaila. So we all know that pasuk. What's the context? It's a scary pasuk. It's not clear what it's talking about, but it's a shtickle, right? Something's going on. Mipachad baleilos. You have shishim giboyrim, migiboyri Yisrael. There are achuzei cherem melum de mechama. You know what the backdrop is? This is the bezdin. This is the court of Shlomo Melech. This is the way a dayan has to feel when he paskins a shayla. And the Gemara goes on and on and on. At the end it says, Rav, when Rav would go to Beis Din, Omar Hachi would say as follows, Beru'us nafshe l'ktol anofik. I'm going on a suicide mission. I'm doing something on my own will that I know is l'ktol anofik. Utsu beisi leisu ofid. And in terms of the things that I have responsibilities towards my family, I'm not getting paid, and I'm not helping my family by doing this. Vereki l'beisi oil. Not just that, it takes up a lot of time, and it's hard for me to make parnasa. Ulevai shetei biyiki yitzir. My only tefillah is Rav, who's always been mispali, he's always davening. Beschus tefillah is Rav. So Rav had a tefillah who said, Ulevai shetei biyiki yitzir. So this is Rav. Rav said, what am I doing this for? What am I getting myself involved in? He says, look at the Gemara's we just learned. Amar Rav Shmuel Nachman Rav Yoinis said, Memra after Memra after Memra. Plus, what do I need this for? Either way, you see from here that a dying paskin is a shayla. It's not poshet. It's very, very chomer. It's very, very intense. Befrat in Hilchas Nida, right? Befrat in Hilchas Nida. And just to emphasize that point, based on two things that we mentioned here in the first few weeks, we mentioned the tshuva for Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Hagoyla. In Shailos Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Samach. So he was asked the Shailos regarding Bedikos. So he says, Val Negev Bedina Bedika the Psikas Tyre V'Zayin Nekim Koshalay Ma'ud LaHoyrois Bedavar Chamer Kaze. Ki Mashma Da Bedikos Hein Dai Raisa. Kiva Eger was afraid to pass again in Bedikos. Koshalay Ma'ud. Compound that with the fact that the Noid Yehuda said in his tshuva in Madura Kama Yoyrodei Asim and Mem Gimel that when it comes to Maris Domim, the Rav's job is to be Mekel. V'David Hamelech Olav Hashalom Nishtabach Shehoyo Yodam Meluchloches B'Shviru B'Shulya L'Tahir Isha L'Bayla V'Lo Yishiv Chu Shehoyo Meluchloches L'Tama Oysom Or Im Tmeyo Hi L'Havdila Me'ovei Nido Ela Sheyoyser HaShvach L'Tahir Me'Latame. And that's why the Yehuda said, I'm going to say a tremendous Kula Marti Etin Libri L'Hamzi Eza Kula L'Fisha Efshar. So here you have, anytime a dying gets it wrong, it's Mamish Goyrim L'Shchina Shetestalik Me'Yisrael. Nida is something that's so chomer, Rav Kiva Eger was afraid of it. Kosho lai ma'oid. And you know what you have to do? You have to try to come up with a kula. So I mean, the odds are stacked heavily in the direction of, this is not so poshut, right? Still, Rav Chanina, who was an unav, went ahead and he was okay. He said that, I have no choice. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pass Kinshayles. What's the teretz? Why did he? The teretz is because at the end of the day, there is an idea. Moshe talks about a lot about this in Igros Moshe, that someone who's higia lahira, someone that is able to paskin shailas, his job is to paskin shailas, and he has no choice. This is something that he has to do. Moshe talks about it in his Akdomata, Rechaim Chela Galev, but I think where he brings this point out most acutely, and of course, Rav Moshe was a Doirish Mekayim, is in his famous tshuva famous for sure in this chabura, in Yerideya Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Aleph, where somebody was giving Rav Moshe a hard time for a kula that he issued, and he said Mechatesi, the Rishonim don't say it, the Achronim don't say it. There's so much in that tshuva. Hafoichba vafoichba the kula, but the point of the tshuva that we need is as follows. He says Avu b'makom tzorich gadol v'kolshkin b'makom igun ku'uv dezu. This case that I'm dealing with, vaday mechuyavim gam anachnu lahoyros im rak nira lanu lahater. We have to paskin if we have any way to be matter. This is not a time to be an anav. Ula agim bas Yisrael. Oy ligrim lahachshol b'yisurim. Oy af rak lahafsin mama in Yisrael. V'ayin gittin daf nun vav. An v'sunusha Yisrael b'schayu ben af kulas hechrivas beisenu. Shekosha. Loma ama am v'sunusha. Everyone knows the Gemara in the sugi of Kamsa bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa was Malshin, he said Lashon Hara, he was Maitzi Shemra, that the Eden, they want to be married, and the Roman case, I said, let's see, I'm going to send an animal, I'm going to send a carbon, let's see if they're going to bring it. He went ahead and he gave it a mum, and they knew they couldn't bring it. You cannot keep it a mum on the Mizbech. So he started debating, what should we do? Should we be makriv it? They're going to say, well, Bali Mum, and you can be makriv. Should we go ahead and kill Bar Kamsa? He's a roidev. People are going to say that someone who's makriv the kachem is chayiv. You know, it's very chomer for going to kachem, but they're going to even say it's chayiv misa, there'd be such a havamina. So Chayiv said, don't do anything. They did nothing in the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "And the sunusha sharab schay is what caused Churban Beis Hamikdash." Right, the Maariv Tzchios. That this is the Maariv Tzchios that Moshe is quoting. And this, what do I have to do with Anivus? So said Rabbi Moshe, "No, you know what the Anivus was? The Anivus was that Rabbi Schay knew the halacha, but he didn't feel like he had the guy for the Kedusha to go ahead and pass in that Shaila." Right? We always say it's easy to say that somebody's Chai of Misa and someone has a din of a Roidev and Beis Medrash. One first say that you can knock off 25 people. But Tachlis, put a gun and point it at somebody and pull the trigger, that's not easy. And it was hard. It was a very hard move to make. And Rabbi Chai didn't want to do it because he said, who am I? And the sunusay Rab Schaya, but said Rabbi Yochanan, that's what caused Churban Beis Hamikdash. So says Rabbi Moshe, you're going to be an anav and you're going to go away. I'm not going to paskin because it's too chomer, because I never saw this svara in one of the Rishonim and the Achronim. That's something that you're absolutely not allowed to do. This and the sunusay is mamish the flip side. It's the converse of today's daf, right? The Gemara's Amr Abulaz and the sunusay Rabbi Chanina garmali the chazoy dama. Meaning, I saw in the anivus of Rabbi Elazar that you can't have the anivus of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkilas. Rabbi Zechariah was a big anav. Rabbi Chanina was a big anav. Rabbi Zechariah's anivus caused them not to paskin. And that's where Rabbi Loza is being mafkia. Amar Rabbi Loza and the sunusid Rabbi Chanina garmali the chazoy dama. Just one other example of this, of anivus and it not getting in the way of paskin shaylas, and that is none other than the Hilig Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer was the Poisek Gadar in the 19th century. He was Rabban Shul Kol Bnei Agoyla, right? There isn't a page command in Shulchan Aruch where the Pisgei Tshuva doesn't quote the Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. So much of what we do today is based on Tshuva. So the Chassam Sofer had plates, right? He had very, very broad shoulders when it came to paskining shaylas. All you need is a cursory look of Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, and you're going to know that. Stating that, just a little bit about the anivus of the Chassam Sofer. The Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, wrote a hakdama to Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. In the old Chassam Sofer's, it was printed in the beginning of Shaylas Tshuva's Yerideya. Now in the new Chassam Sofer's, they have it printed at the beginning of Shaylas Tshuva's Erechaim. The name of the hakdama is Petuchei Choson. We've quoted it a lot in the past. But the name of the hakdama is Petuchei Choson. Reb Shimon Sofer explained why he wrote a hakdama to Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. He says, you know why I'm writing a hakdama? He says, my father never wrote a hakdama. And he says, you want to know why my father never wrote a hakdama? Because my father never wrote a sefer. Imagine that? The Chassam Sofer never wrote a sefer. He said he never wrote Sfarim. And he says, and not just that, I'm going to give you an excerpt of a tshuva, a letter, a michtav, that my father wrote in the Yatov Kuf Pei Tes, that illustrates this point. Somebody apparently sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer, and he told him, I heard you wrote a sefer, could you send me a copy? So he writes something like this. It's not something I've ever thought of doing. So why is the Chassam Sofer not writing a sefer? What's the reason? It says like this, because Ruba da Alma Shem Gdoilin V'Toivim Imeni, most of the world, they're greater than me in learning. At the very least, they're like me. They don't need me. And he said, the few people that are less than me, what, I'm going to write Svarim now for the few people that maybe need me, that maybe need a Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, maybe they need some raids, I'm going to go ahead and write Svarim for them? It doesn't make any sense. He says, He says, but here's the the truth. He says, if you want my Torah, you can take it. He says, I write all the time, and I give a lot of shiurim. I'm trying to make money off of this. He says, Gesundheit kenz kumen. I answer questions. That's what they used to do before the tfus. They weren't putting out sfarim. There was no tfus. Says, this is old school. I'm not putting out tfus either. I'm not mass producing my Torah. But either way, the anivus of the Chassam Sofer is mind blowing. Yet he went ahead and wrote Shuvah's Chassam Sofer. Rav Moshe's anivus was legendary. It was legendary. Everyone knows stories about Rav Moshe's humility as anivus. And he went ahead and he wrote the Igros Moshe. It's like, how do you reconcile that? Here, there's such a novin. Yet they're paskening shailas and they know these Gemaras, Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin, etc., but they felt there's a chiyuv, that someone who's igia lechal hayra, you can't let anivus get in the way of you understanding your achrayas and your responsibility and doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And Rabbi Loza said that I didn't always realize that. I learned that from Rabbi Chanina.